As we head toward Arizona's August primary elections, we're inviting in the candidates running in contested races to talk about why they're running and some of the key issues in their contests.
You know, it's been 24 years since Arizona has had an educator at the helm of the Department of Education.
I am a proud American Muslim woman.
That although our election system is the greatest in the world, it is still far from perfect.
We need more options for our young people, more counselors, more social workers.
Common Core's been repealed by the State Board of Ed, and now we have new standards.
And we know what's possible if we keep moving forward.
The current shortcomings of the office have left our system vulnerable to cyber attacks.
We're gonna fly, fight, and win on Election Day with your help.
Today, Kelly Ward, the former Republican state legislator and osteopathic physician, is running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Jeff Flake. She left her position in the state Senate in 2015 to run against John McCain in the 2016 primary, but was defeated. In the Republican primary this time around, she's facing off against Congresswoman Martha McSally and former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. She's a staunch Trump supporter who's found herself under attack from within the Republican Party this election cycle. The Senate Leadership Fund, aligned with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, paid for an attack ad against her. But she says she is a true conservative who will support the president's agenda on everything from the border to health care. When she came into our studios recently, I started by asking her why she thinks she's the right candidate for the job.
You know, I think that I am the right candidate at the right time for the right reason. I have the skills and the talents and the abilities to get the job done. Too many people in Washington have talked a lot, but not gotten a lot done. I have a proven track record of success at the state Senate level of passing bipartisan legislation that is good for all the people of our state, not just one political party or the other. And I think that's what people are looking for in Washington.
Yeah, I know immigration is one of your major areas of concern. And it's really on voters' minds right now, especially in light of the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy, the controversy over families being separated at the border. What are your thoughts on the Trump administration's approach right now to immigration?
Right. Well, I mean, illegal immigration has affected every aspect of our society, from health care that I see every day as a physician, to education that I see as a parent, to public safety and corrections and the cost, the massive costs of that. So we have to secure the border. That's what I hear as I travel all around this whole state. You know, I spend a lot of time in Maricopa County, but I also spend time in the other 14 counties. And people are really crying out for that border security. And they like that President Trump and the Trump administration is finally enforcing our laws. Now, our laws, we do have some pretty lax immigration laws, and our border is wide open. And I think that people that are in the drug cartels or in the trafficking business understand how to exploit both of those things for their own gain. And it's dangerous to the people in our country, both American citizens and legal residents of the country. And it's bad for the people who are being trafficked, those women and children that are being brought to the border through horrific circumstances. You know, if we had true border security, they would have just such a better life. I mean, they wouldn't be subjected to abuse as they traveled across multiple countries to get to our very open border.
Would you have voted for either of the GOP immigration bills that were suggested?
I'd have to say both of those bills were terrible bills. They were massive amnesty bills, both, and they didn't include funding to secure the border, to build the wall. They had some faux funding that was kind of gamesmanship that people in Washington, D.C., like my opponent, both of them actually, Martha and Kirsten, like to play. Mm-hmm. I think people are tired of that kind of using legislation as political props for their own political gain. And I think that's why people are looking for someone honest and authentic and accessible to represent them in the Senate.
What would you suggest? What would be your bill if you put one forth?
You know, we have to have border security first and foremost. Back in 1986, President Reagan, who was a great American, one of my favorite presidents, very conservative, he granted amnesty, and then he trusted Congress to deliver on the border security piece. And that that didn't happen then. So we certainly have to have border security as the first and foremost piece of the puzzle. We have to stop the diversity lotto. We are the most diverse country on this earth, and so that needs to go away. Chain migration needs to end. We need to defund sanctuary cities who are just flouting U.S. law every single day. And we have to implement some kind of accountability measure for employers so that the magnets for people to come here illegally are turned off, so that people want to come through the legal route to come to have a chance, not to have a handout or something that they can get from the United States and the United States citizen.
So would you want to increase quotas that exist on many countries for legal immigration so that those people could do it the right way, like you're saying?
Well, I think that we first and foremost have to secure the border before we talk about what we're going to do with the people inside the country illegally or who and how many can come from outside. I certainly think that we should be moving towards a merit-based system of immigration where people who want to work hard, who want to make themselves more prosperous from around the world, come in to help to stimulate and grow the American economy. It's a win-win situation.
I want to pivot to healthcare, another big platform for you. The Republican National Committee says that if Republicans are able to keep the House in the upcoming midterms, that Republicans could finally repeal Obamacare. That's definitely one of your goals you've talked about for a long time. So what would you like to accomplish beyond that?
Right. Well, of course, the Obamacare was the thing that got me into politics in the beginning when I first got, you know, left my practice as a family physician and got into the political fray. It was to stop Arizona from expanding Obamacare in our state. And so we certainly need to repeal it. And you notice I don't say replace, because as a doctor, I understand that we, you know, if you cut out a cancer, you don't replace it with another one. And I think that a bigger government solution to the problem that big government already caused in the healthcare arena is definitely the wrong way to go. You know, I have a lot of healthcare expertise, not only being a family physician, a primary care doctor, owning my own practice. I've also got a master's in public health. I've gotten to work inside the safety net in a community health center, have worked in the emergency department, and have been involved in medical education, training our future physicians for the last 20 years. I got to take all of those things, as well as my master's in public health, and put them to work in the Arizona legislature by making health policy. I think that I am going to be very valuable in Washington, both on the private sector to enhance the free market and access to care, high quality, cost effective health care. That's what everyone wants. And the way we do that is by bringing the free market back, as well as working on the thoroughly broken VA system, the VA healthcare system. I have the tools to help us to solve that problem, so I want to get to Washington and put it to work for all of the people of Arizona.
What would your approach be for the many people that would not be insured under that system?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that we need to have health savings accounts across the board, regardless of age and regardless of socioeconomic status. When you look at our Medicaid population, many times they're relegated to second or third or fourth class health care, and that's not fair either. They should be able to access the system and get the health care that they want and that they need and that they deserve, just like everyone else. Working age people should be able to put their money aside to get the health care that they want. If they want to seek alternative types of health care, like seeing a naturopath or a chiropractor or getting massage therapy, they should be able to use their own money to do that. Right now, we are all putting our money into the black hole of government or into the deep pockets of the insurance industry, and it isn't working. So we've got to change what we're doing so that we get good health outcomes, we get actual access to health care, and it isn't all about a piece of paper saying that you have health care coverage or health care insurance.
And we've seen, though, over the last several years here, how difficult it can be for even Republicans to get anything done when they have a majority in the Senate and in the House. How would you work with colleagues within the Republican Party and then across the aisle if you were elected?
Well, I do think that I'm going to be a great uniter of our party and really of our nation, because if you look at my track record in the state Senate, it was of bipartisan support for common sense legislation that was good for all of the people, regardless of party. And so I think that's what people are looking for, someone who can build the relationships that are necessary, both on the ground in Arizona to have the expertise so that we see Arizona in Washington, D.C., not Washington, D.C. in Arizona. We've had that for too long with Senator Flake and Senator McCain. It's time to have AZ in D.C., not D.C. in AZ.
All right. Dr. Kelly Ward, running for U.S. Senate. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.